Hey there, it's Charlie Bowen with the 1937 Flood. Visitors are always welcome at our weekly gatherings, and no one is ever more welcome than our good buddy, singer-songwriter Rob McNerlin. We started jamming with Rob at least 20 years ago at happy places like Nancy McClellan's living room and parties hosted by Sheldon Road. And we're pleased that Rob still likes coming around whenever he's home from Nashville or from various gigs that take him on the road. And it's a particularly special evening when Rob's got a new song to share. His latest composition, which we first heard during his set at a Route 60 Saturday night show earlier this year, is called The Last Hillbilly Singer. Check this out.
Like a matador, suiting for the ring. The troubadour dresses up to sing. Embroidery and rhinestones, a heart full of songs, and the last hillbilly singer takes the stage. In the spotlight, he can't see the crowd, but tonight they don't seem as loud as they did in his younger days. But he still gives himself a last hillbilly singer starts to play. The first song is one he learned back home when he was so second song is his big hit. The crowd still remembers it. And the last hillbilly singer carries on. Show goes by way too fast. Before he knows, it's time to sing his last. A hymn from the Bible Belt that tells how he's always felt. The last hillbilly singer takes a bow. Backstage, he sits all alone. At his age, trying to find a way back home. Packs it in, heads out back, climbs into his old Cadillac, and the last hillbilly singer, he is gone. And the last hillbilly
good song, man.
Yes. Thanks.
It's nuts.